G'day, James.
Hi, Slats. How are you?
Good, mate. Good to chat. Gee, we've got a good series going on over in India.
Yeah, it's a bit of a thriller, isn't it? And what a great effort by our lads on the last day of that test in Ranchi. Couldn't be prouder of them. It was a pretty tough start to the day, you know, being four down by lunch. But it's not that often we celebrate draws, but that was certainly one to celebrate.
James, it felt like a win. Is that the feedback you're getting from the players?
Yeah, look, I think we were up against it on that last day, and perhaps the pundits would have suggested we were going to lose. I think on one hand, to get through just in that isolated situation, you know, it feels like a win. But I think also if you look back at performances of the Australian team over the last 10 years, we haven't salvaged draws very well, and it's I think a sign of a team that's actually changing the way that it's playing. And adapting to conditions and circumstances and performing in a way that we can all be proud of.
It's become a great rivalry against India. What do you make of the antics that are going on? And to me, Kohli's carrying on a bit now.
Yeah, I was in India for the second test match in Bangalore, and I've got to say I was surprised at what was happening out on the field. The television captures some of it, but it doesn't capture all of it. There is a lot going on, and it is a great contest. I mean, that Bangalore test, I think it's the best test match I've ever seen, just in terms of the game being on a knife edge the whole time. And it's part of the rivalry, and it shows just how much it means to the teams. I think, you know, we're playing against the best team in the world over there, and there's a lot for us to prove as well, given we haven't played that well in the subcontinent. And that's one of the things I'm particularly pleased about. The players have adapted. They've changed the way they play after a disappointing tour of Sri Lanka, and they've clearly learnt a little bit, which is great to see.
Lucky enough to be chatting with James Sutherland, the CEO of Cricket Australia. Does Virat Kohli have to pull his head in, James?
Look, he doesn't have to, I think it's a matter for those out on the ground, the umpires, to do that, to do what they think is appropriate. But, you know, ultimately, what I'm more concerned about is the way the Australian players are carrying themselves. And I think that they have been incredibly focused on, concentrating on the job at hand, not being distracted by a lot of the shenanigans that are going on the field and off it. And that's one of the reasons why I think they're performing so well, is because they're blocking out the distractions, and they know it's tough over there, and you know, they're just taking it one ball at a time.
All right, mate, the pay situation and the MOU, you've finally knocked up your recommendation to the ACA. I mean, I look at it, mate. I know there's a shift from your attitude towards this percentage payment for domestic players, but everything I'm reading, there's increases across the board.
Yeah, look, I think our proposal that we put forward to the ACA yesterday is a really strong one. It's balanced with recognising historical disparities in levels of pay for females. It's at the same time wanting to make sure that we continue to invest appropriate levels at grassroots, but maintaining high levels of pay for international cricketers, highly competitive levels of pay for domestic cricketers, and ensuring that they have guarantees of increases in their income over the course of the next 5 years. So whilst their increases over the next 5 years won't be as great, I think it's important to note that in the last 5 years, our international players, males, have had 63% increase in their average remuneration, and our domestic players 53%. So they're coming off significant increases. They're highly competitive salaries, and I think when you put it all together, it's a very strong proposal.
Initial feedback, mate. How much pushback will you get from the Players Association regarding this?
Oh, look, I think that they need to be given the opportunity to work through the detail. There's certainly aspects of that, of our proposal, which they will see as breaking the status quo. They seem to be very content with the status quo, which, you know, to some extent I can understand, but at the same time, it's our responsibility to continue to look at ways to build packages and I guess propositions that are in the best interests of the game overall. And we're all about ensuring the sustainable future of cricket, making sure that the right amount of money gets down to junior level, where you know, where we need to be competitive and where cricket needs to continue to grow, and at the same time making sure that we're a sport for all and we've got a really strong proposition for females who are not only coming into the game at grassroots level, but also creating career opportunities for talented female athletes who want to pursue a career in cricket.
The ACA have been quite bullish about this for a while, James. Mm. Is it, and I know it's the last resort, do you think it could get to strike action?
Oh, look, I think that's that sort of thing is, you know, a long way off and sort of too far off to even contemplate. We know, having been through a few of these agreements in the past, you do need to work through a lot of detail, and you do need to spend literally hours and days across the table in negotiation. And that's, I guess, we're moving into that stage of the discussions. And until we, I guess, reconcile differences, you know, there's clearly not going to be progress made there. But I think there's a lot. We've got a lot of things in common. Certainly, far more things in common and agreed than not. And let's just see when we wash all of those through, how many things are still left on the table. I don't think there'll be too many.
I'll tell you what, you're guaranteed of getting some of the best athletes in the female ranks with pay packets of 180,000. I mean, you know, if you're tossing up, I mean, someone like a Elise Perry or a
genuine option there,
as they come through, and these girls, as in the males, you know, they can be equally talented, just gifted. You're going to get them for sure with $179,000.
Yeah, and it's a decent increase from coming off 79. But what that significant increase does is really that's us putting our hand up to say that there has been disparity in pay that we think is not reflective of what females should be earning in representing their country. $179,000 sounds a lot on one hand, but then when you compare it to you know, the average male player, which is, you know, perhaps 10 times that,
generate 10 different times more revenue, wouldn't they? I mean, what's the women's game generating compared to the men's game?
Yeah, and look, I understand the argument that people can put around, you know, where is the revenue generated, but there's another argument to say, on one hand, you know, the women are, relatively speaking, are working just as hard to pursue a career in cricket. And what gender equity suggests is that people should be rewarded appropriately for how hard they're working, and that is reflective. But also, I think, just think about it for a moment, that, you know, that women have been playing cricket for Australia for 80 years, and if the women's game had been promoted in a similar fashion, and women had the same opportunities as men in terms of pay, would the women's game be in a different place to where it is now? And I guess, we're, as I said before, we're putting our hand up and saying we think that there's not only disparity, but there's been some injustices in the past, and we're wanting to address that and put the women on a similar level, at least on a similar level to domestic cricketers. Obviously not international men's cricketers at the moment.
Yeah, it's absolutely brilliant. Thank you, mate. You're going to Dharamshala?
Not getting up there to Dharamshala. Our chairman, David Peaver, will be there for the last game, and I'd love to be there. I'd certainly be watching it, watching every ball of it back here. It's so exciting, you know, to be one all coming into this last test match. And, you know, the boys, I think, are very conscious of the opportunity to create history in many ways. It's been a great effort so far, and let's hope they can finish off on a good note.
Good on you, mate. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Lutz.